Morning, church. We're so glad you're here. Welcome. We're glad you're here to be a part of a very, very exciting thing. That's what we're going to talk about today, because I really want you to be able to wrap your mind around a staggering thing, and it is this, that God believes in us so much, us being the church, that God put all of his eggs into one basket. God's one and only plan, one and only plan for saving earth is called the church. We are trusted by God so much that he would cherish us, love us, trust us enough that he believes that we're not only going to, but we're capable of bringing about the kingdom of God on earth and bringing about salvation and wholeness for everybody. And that's staggering and that's wonderful. And we're going to talk about exactly what that means. But Jesus talks about this throughout the Gospels, telling us all of these wonderful things about us. And today's Gospel lesson is taken from Matthew's Gospel, the fifth chapter. And this is verses 13 through 16. And I want you to hear, these are very familiar, but listen to what Jesus is saying about us. Because the you is you. That's who he's talking about. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But what good is salt if it's lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father." May God add his blessing to the reading of his words. And friends, again, I want to challenge you to truly try to wrap your minds around what we're talking about. Try to embrace the enormity of this. Try to embrace the awe of this. Try to embrace the honor, flat out honor of this, that you and I have been appointed by God himself to be God's representative in the world. You and I have been picked out, appointed by God himself to be God's presence, not symbolically, but in reality. We have been appointed, picked by God to be God's presence on planet Earth. We are the physical manifestation of Jesus Christ on Earth, which means we are God's great hope for the people that he loves so much. We are God's great hope for this planet. And so, as the church of Jesus Christ, as the presence of God on earth, we need to constantly remind ourselves of that. We need to remember who we are. We need to remember what our purpose is. We need to constantly be pursuing our mission. We need to constantly be following our vision. Friends, we're just not playing church here. We are doing our level best to be as faithful to God as we can possibly be so that we can be a mighty instrument in the hands of a mighty God, bringing about a mighty transformation to a world that needs it in a mighty big way. And the mission that God has given to us comes from a foundational understanding of who God is and who we are as the body of Christ on earth. And just like any building needs a rock solid foundation if it's going to stand long and tall and strong, so we as the church need to have a proper foundational understanding of who we are if we're going to stand long and tall and strong, right? And here is that foundational understanding, that you and I, the local church, is the body of Jesus Christ on earth. You and I, the local church, is the physical presence of the Lord God Almighty on earth. And we believe that the only power that exists on this planet that can truly transform lives, that there's only one power that can ultimately change the world. And as the presence of God, as the presence of God on earth, we need to embrace this, friends, as scary as it is, as awesome as it is, that we are that power that God has appointed to change the world. We have that power given to us by God, and we are God's plan for changing planet Earth. Listen to what Jesus said about us. Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me." Do you believe in Jesus? Okay, I don't really need you to raise your hand, but I'm saying if you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, then Jesus is talking about you right now. Okay? Jesus says, "I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done." Do you believe that? Do you believe that you can do what Jesus has done? Because Jesus said you can. "Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name and I will do it." Friends, this is enormous. This is huge. Do you understand what Jesus is saying? He's saying, "I am giving you the same power that I have because I am giving you me. It's going to be me doing it through you." Why can we do greater works than Jesus? Because there's millions of us and there's only one Jesus. And so when Jesus can work through millions of people, he can do more than when he was just working through his one physical body. Last week, Pastor Greg challenged us. I think he did a great job in challenging us to believe in the power that we are, to embrace the power that God has given to us, to embrace the power that is ours, because when we do that, we will be the church that God had in mind. And when we are the church that God had in mind, lives will be changed. I promise you that. The world will be transformed. Think about it. Jesus trusts us so much that he entrusted the entire care of the world that he was willing to die for to us. It's like if you're a new parent, you just give your newborn baby to somebody and say, "I trust you implicitly with my baby." That's what God has done with us. He trusts us that much. We are God's one and only plan to save planet Earth. And here's the thing. God doesn't have a plan B. God doesn't have something to go to if we mess up, because it's never crossed God's mind that we're going to mess up. He trusts us that much. And that's not just a bunch of words, friends. It's not. We are the church. We have the ability to change lives. I've seen it. Oh my goodness, I've lived it. But I've seen it so many times. I get to see evidence of this all the time. The church is changing lives. The church is offering hope. The church is making love incarnate, grace incarnate, joy incarnate for people all over this world. Now, here at Living Word, we believe that the way God transforms lives is through discipleship, by having this ongoing relationship with Jesus Christ. And it's this ongoing relationship. In other words, the more we live out our relationship with Christ, the more we become like Christ, because of the more of Christ that Christ shares with us. Okay? And we believe that this is best done through the four spiritual pillars known as worship, learn, serve, and celebrate. And each of these pillars is making a profound difference in the lives of people, friends. Worship is our first pillar because it's the most important, because everything starts here. Everything starts here. This is where God shares himself with us like nowhere else. This is where God gives us his holy presence through the sacraments. This is where God takes a group of people and turns them into one. This is where God pours forth his Holy Spirit upon us to take a people who once were no people and make them his people. This is where God has promised to share himself with us. Worship is the where, and worship is the how we get the power to be able to change the world. And in just this year, friends, just this year, Living Word has baptized 25, I said 24 at first service, but then we baptized somebody. So we have baptized 25 people into the kingdom of God, taking people who are outsiders and by the supernatural power of God, making them insiders. The Bible says, once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. So think about that. 25 people who were not one with God have been made one with God in this worship, receiving justice and mercy from Jesus Christ. And in addition to that, in this year, we have had 23 young adults and adults step forward and say, I want to accept Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. So we have had 23 people who did not know Jesus, 23 people who did not follow Jesus, step forward and say, I have accepted Jesus as my Lord, as my Savior, and I want to become a part of what God is doing in this world. My life is a life that's changed. And I want to become a part of this awesome thing that God is doing in the world. And then our second pillar, learn. Every Sunday morning, our children are taught stories from the Bible. They are taught the Bible in ways that amaze me. I will take our children against most adults anytime as far as who knows the Bible better. Because our children not only are told the stories, they're taught the stories, they discuss the stories, they are able to ask questions and they are answered questions in a way that they can embrace things. They're deepening their faith in Jesus Christ. They're praying for things. They're aware of things. Pastor Brenda brings them in here every Sunday so that they can participate in the sacraments. Why? Because that's where we get the power of God to be able to be changed ourselves and to be able to be used by God to change the world. In addition to that, numerous youth and adult classes on almost every day of the week. We have learn groups, we have small groups, we have classes that provide people a way to study the Bible, to be able to dig deep into God's Word and be transformed by God's Word. We have classes on theology so we can better understand God, better understand what the body of Christ is, learn who God is, learn to wrestle with key issues of today. So what does it look like to be a Christian walking in the treacherous waters known as our culture today? What is a Christian response to various things? We're dealing with all of these in our learn groups all of the time. Our third pillar, serve. I don't have to tell you what an amazing difference Living Word is making in this world because you have a true servant heart. Living Word made love tangible for hundreds of people in our very community, right? Look outside the window, that's who we're talking about. This community, we gave away fully stuffed backpacks, meaning we let these kids start the school year on even footing with everybody else, equipping them with everything they need to succeed in school. 360 plus backpacks, 360 people were able to be given this hope because of your love and your generosity. Living Word has an ongoing, vital, big, I'm not talking about some passing presence, I'm talking about we are totally involved in an ongoing way in 10 local missions that is changing the St. Louis region. Agape Help House provides an on-site food pantry in Pacific, and they provide assistance with utility bills, rent and mortgage assistance, pharmacy assistance to low-income and elderly families. Balancing the Scales is something we just started. We're reaching out into this very impoverished, very low-income city school, a city school that does not have the resources that I thought you had to have as a school. I really did. I thought the state just provided things with people, and they have absolutely nothing. And Living Word is providing tutors and reading buddies and gardeners and volunteers and supplies and clothing and food and other needed items. This week, their principal asked if he could meet with me because he said, I want to get to know this church that is making such a difference in my school. This school in the city wants to come and get to know us because of the profound difference we are making at that school, right? Circle of Concern feeds the hungry and provides assistance to low-income families living in the West County area through a food pantry and through rent assistance. Epworth helps youth at risk and their families find the resources and the strength to be able to navigate through the obstacles of life and give them a hope for the future. Equine Assisted Therapy provides therapeutic horseback riding for the disabled right here in Wildwood. Haven House provides the comfort of home and community and support for families who, I mean, literally, if you go there, you'll see a map of where people have come from to stay at Haven House, and it is literally all over the world. People come from all over the world to St. Louis. We're so blessed with good hospitals here, and they need a place to stay because this is long-term. And Haven House provides them that place. International Institute offers comprehensive adjustment services for refugees and immigrants. So we're giving people who have no hope, who have no future, and we're giving them the ability to have a soft landing and be able to have a new, fresh start like all of our ancestors had when they came to this country. King Foods is dedicated to providing food relief to communities throughout the USA. Retrievers and Friends of St. Louis is a nonprofit, no-kill, all-volunteer-based dog rescue serving the needs of dogs throughout the region. We serve abandoned and abused and neglected dogs, saving them from kill shelters. Room at the Inn provides dinner and activities and a safe and comfortable sleep accommodations, breakfast and transportation for the homeless of the St. Louis region. And in tiny, remote North African villages, people are coming to know Jesus Christ by the hundreds. People who were dying from dysentery and leprosy and malnutrition, all because they simply did not have access to clean water, now have clean water because of what we're doing. They now have hope. They now have a future because of you. Listen to me, friends. Through the Ghana Project, we have installed 73 boreholes, 73, and we have 9 going in right now. They're being built as we speak. So in other words, we have brought about 82 boreholes in this region that has no water. Each one of these boreholes normally serves up to about 1,000 people. So that's 82 times 1,000 people who now have access to life-giving water because of what we're doing through the Ghana Project, right? We have built 15 churches that are growing so much, they're building new churches now. Jesus is being spread throughout Ghana. 3 schools were built by us. Another school was greatly improved by us, and we just finished installing 62 microflush toilets, which means no longer do they have dysentery and the disease that comes from that, but they have self-healthy sanitary conditions in which to live. We also have an ongoing mission to the people of Slovakia, reaching out to the people that we call gypsies. It's not a nice term, but I don't know if we would know what Roma people is. But that's what we're doing. We're reaching out to the Roma people, the people who have no home, the people who are being told they don't matter. We're saying they do matter because Jesus loves them so much. We go down to Mexico every single year to build homes for people. Why? Because people matter to God. All people matter to God, and we think that they deserve a safe place to live. All of these things are happening through Living Word, and sometimes I really do think sometimes the things that are happening through Living Word, all these incredible miracles, have become so routine to us that our minds aren't even blown anymore about what's going on, and our minds need to be blown. When we're talking about transforming the world, I mean, we are transforming the world. We are doing what God is asking us to do. And that fourth pillar, celebrate. That means God's family just likes to be together. And so like today, that's exactly what's happening through those double doors. We're having a pasta dinner because we like to be together. And so you're all invited to come and just sit around the table and enjoy each other's company. And at the same time, all proceeds are going to help the victims of all of the hurricanes that we've had recently. So we're getting together and celebrating each other's company and doing a great thing at the same time. And we have many more of these wonderful celebrations planned throughout the year. During this year, our blessing of the animal service, we blessed over 60 of God's four-legged babies, including pets of people who don't go to this church, including pets of people who don't go to church at all, and they came to know that somebody cares about them and their pets because of Jesus. Now, friends, I could go on and on and on and on, but the pasta won't keep forever. So I'm just going to tell you, we are doing more and more and more of these things than I can possibly share with you. So let me be real honest with you right now. You know and I know the only reason we are able to do these things is because of your support. It is because of your generosity. And through your generosity, the ministries of Living Word will continue to change lives. The ministries of Living Word will continue to transform the earth itself. Today is Commitment Sunday. And that's when we are giving you the opportunity and the blessing, and that's what it is. We are giving you the opportunity and the blessing to be a part of all of this, to be a part of God's plan to change the world, to be a part of this power that's changing people's lives. Let me share with you some incredible news. Today is when we've asked for the commitment cards to be turned in. In other words, right now is when we're asking this to start. Well, it hadn't even started on Thursday when I left the office, but Kim Cox came running into my office to share some incredible news with me, because before we even asked for any commitment cards, we had already received commitments from you for $266,220, which means over $250,000 has already been pledged. And we didn't even ask for it yet. Why? Because you're seeing the difference. You're seeing the difference of what the church can do when the church chooses to be the church God has called us to be. Now, friends, none of these things can happen without you. None of these things can continue unless we choose to live lives of love and generosity. Every single ministry I mentioned, and the dozens that I have not, all cost money. We live in a real world, and nothing is free for the church any more than it is for you. So if we're going to continue to do these things, we're going to need your continued support and generosity. My friends, if we are going to stay faithful to God's call, we not only need to continue what we're doing, but we need to do even more. We moved out here 10 years ago because we wanted to be able to reach out to the housing explosion that they said was going to happen. And it's taken 10 years for that housing explosion to get here, but it's here. We need to do something about it. We need to proactively reach out and say, hey, we're here. We would love to have you come and be a part of our church community. We'd love to have you come and be a part of how God is changing the world here at Living Word. I would love to see us continue the ministry that we started with the special needs. There are so many families that need to be able to come to a place where they know if they have children with special needs that we are equipped and we are able to give them the full church and life experience right here, and they don't have to go somewhere else for that. I want very much for us to be able to transform this sanctuary. We built it to be a multi-purpose room. We built it to be a gym that we can worship in. I'm saying it's time to turn it into what it's supposed to be, which is a sanctuary. So we're talking about greatly improved, not only aesthetics, but acoustics and things like that, to make this truly a nice sanctuary, to be able to open up that lobby and make it so much bigger so that we don't have the congestion in it on Sunday mornings that we have, to be able to take this fellowship hall and kind of incorporated into the lobby so people have a place to come and fellowship. And I'm seeing a place where we can go outside whether that's a standalone pavilion or whether that's part of the redo of the fellowship hall, but have a place where we can go outside, where we can have fellowship outside, where we can have picnics, where we can have barbecue, where we can be a presence in the community right outside. I see all of these things happening. I see all of these things being where we're called. But none of these things are going to happen unless we, all of us, choose to be a part of what God is calling us to be. So listen to me, friends. Please listen. Our generosity is an expression of gratitude, plain and simple. Our generosity is an expression of gratitude to a faithful God for all that God has done for us. Our generosity is the response of a grateful heart to a good and generous and loving God. And when we give to God, we are offering a gift of love to Jesus Christ, and we're placing it in God's hands, knowing that through God's church, lives are changed. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. Like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father." So friends, when we say the local church, the living presence of God on earth, is the one true hope of the world, we're clarifying something very important here. We're clarifying that big business isn't going to save us, okay? We're being really clear right here. The government is not going to save us. We're being real clear right here. Accumulation of possessions is not going to save us. The church of Jesus Christ is the one and only true hope of the world. We are the one and only power that is going to be able to save this world and transform lives throughout the world. And my friends, you are an essential part of that hope. You are an essential part of what we're doing, because it's only by your love and generosity that it's going to happen. Messages on money, they're never popular. But listen, I have no qualms at looking any of you straight in the face and saying, you need to do this. You need to do this. I have no qualms at looking you straight in the face and saying, we need your help. Don't count on the person next to you. I'm talking about you. We need your help to be God's instruments of change in this world. Because it's not going to happen if everybody expects somebody else to help. And so I boldly, unabashedly, unashamedly ask you to choose to make a difference. To choose Jesus Christ. To choose to be faithful so that we can change this world. And don't kid yourself. That's what we're doing right here. We're making a difference. We're changing the world. We're changing lives because we are the church. In the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and Holy One, we're staggered if we think about the fact that you've put all of your eggs in one basket and you called it the church. And you believe in us so much that you believe that what you gave your life to accomplish will be fully accomplished through us. May we embrace that, God. And I pray for your Holy Spirit to come upon every single person here and open our eyes and soften our hearts and unstop our ears so that we can hear you, Lord, so that we can truly accept your presence into our lives in full, so that we can be given that power, not only to have our lives changed, but to be able to be used by you in changing the world. We thank you for that honor, God. And we praise you for your presence right here. And so I ask, Holy One, move in and through each one of us here that we can have the power we need to be followers of Jesus, to be instruments of grace and love, to be the church that you've called us to be, so that in all we do, we bring glory and honor to that name that is above all names, Jesus Christ our Lord. And it's in his name we pray, and for his sake, we ask that you let it be done. Amen and amen.